An international election observer from the National Democratic Institute, NDI, in the U.S., Richard Klein, says there is nowhere in the world that elections are conducted with what he termed a perfect voter's register. Mr. Klein, who was responding to questions from journalists in Accra after a pre-assessment of Ghana's preparedness for the December election, said there has never been an election conducted where every eligible voter gets captured onto the voter's register. However, mechanisms can be put in place to ensure that the register is made credible.
There is no such thing as a perfect voter register. There has never been an election conducted with every registered voter, every eligible voter on the list. There's never been an election conducted with a voter register that did not have deceased individuals on the list, whether in the United States or in Africa. I think something to remember is that there are also other safeguards in the system to prevent illegal voting. The voter register is an important safeguard, but it is not the only safeguard. When the joint NDI-IRI delegation was here in August, in the delegation's discussions with Ghanaians, the voter register was mentioned frequently. In our discussions for this delegation, the emphasis was not on the bloated register, but was focused more on obtaining a copy of the certified final register from the Election Commission. We were encouraged that the Election Commission has informed political parties that the certified register, final register, has been completed and that they are in the process of providing political parties with that. That should be obviously done expeditiously, and it should be provided in a format that parties can use to check both to determine that their supporters are on the list and to assess for themselves the quality of the voter register. But I think it is important for people to remember that while the register is an important safeguard, it is not the only safeguard in the elections.
Mr. Klein explained that the delegation was also briefed by the EC chairperson, Madame Charlotte Osei, on the election process. He said the team was informed that the EC's election strong room will now be referred to as a National Information Center for the December 7 polls. This information center will be accessible to the media, political parties, and local and international election observers.